Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can we start off the show with some breaking news?
I love breaking news.
So this is, I was tipped off just a couple minutes ago to kind of keep your eyes open for this.
Yeah.
I think Jane would probably have the one that I would trust the most, Jane Slater of the NFL Network.
But yep.
Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network says this. Dez Bryant was helped off the field at Saints practice today after suffering what the team fears may be a torn Achilles.
I am so sad for that dude.
Now, I would wait on the Jane tweet because I think Jane's, pretty tied into all this stuff.
Oh, God, please don't be that.
But that is NFL Network's Tom Pelissero.
God, please don't be that. That is not right.
Goodness gracious.
God, the hits just keep coming. Man, I tell you what.
That is
I know.
Awful.
A lot of right now, because the Cowboys are in such a bad way, I think there might be as many Dez Bryant fans as there are just casual Dez Bryant fans.
Yeah.
There are casual Cowboy fans. And so if you have any social media presence on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, you probably follow Dez. Just send Dez love. Just let the man know that you love him. I mean, if that is what just happened, he's going to be devastated.
Oh, absolutely.
Just hit that man up and tell him that you love him. I encourage each and every one of you.
I mean, that is so brutal, man. We're talking, he practiced yesterday, and then, I kind of assumed he wasn't going to play this Sunday, and then Sean Payton came out and said, well, I don't know. Undecided.
He wasn't going to play, dude.
They talked about Cam Meredith, getting hurt and not being able to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, they kind of need a body. So if they can slide him in and make him active. And then again, we're hearing today from a couple reporters from the NFL Network saying that the Saints are fearing that he has torn an Achilles today,
okay.
just at practice today.
I mean, immediately go to the morbid. If he's torn his Achilles at the age he's at and the mental, let's just say, state he was in, I don't see him playing football after all that. Do you know what you have? Think about what you have to do to get back after an Achilles. And if your heart is not 100% in it, like we've speculated, people close to Dez have talked about this. Ben has hit it endlessly. He wants to be a Cowboy more than anything else. Are you going to go put in the work that it takes to come back and be excellent? That most receivers fall off at 29 or 30 as it is.
Yeah.
As it is.
Well, there's one place where he might go do it. Okay, and it would be Dallas. And, again, he wouldn't even be ready to go next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 2020, Dez with the Cowboys at age 32.
Okay, hold on. Jane Slater tweet is coming. Sources inform me Dez Bryant was coming out of a routine route when it happened. This is sickening for a guy who waited so long for the right fit. That's what I'm talking about. This is sickening for him.
Oh, man.
Man.
That is brutal, dude.
That is brutal for a guy that is all heart, all emotion. Oh, man. I feel terrible for him.
I mean, again, dude, this is so surreal because I don't even know how to fully react to this. This is his second practice. Is Achilles, I was just talking right before
Achilles
the show.
Achilles strips you of all
Ted Madden, formerly of Channel 8, was up here. He tore his Achilles recently.
He was a serial killer, right?
No, Ted, that's a different Ted.
Okay.
That was Ted Bundy, I believe.
Okay. Ted Madden was the guy that created the video game and rode a bus everywhere because he hated to fly.
Different, could be related.
I have one of the most best offense in Madden history.
So, yep. And he was talking about just what he went through with just a general Achilles tear, just had the surgery and the rehab. It's all brutal and all that stuff. But now I'm thinking about this, and I'm asking because I don't know, and it may not even be important.
Okay.
Does how much physical activity you've been normally doing get ramped up to now I'm NFL-level practice? Does that have anything to do, or is Achilles just kind of freak injury?
My understanding is that we probably ought to get one of these.
I thought it was a wear and tear type
injury. It's a wear and tear type injury, but this is so I'm going to make this about me. This is the main reason I stopped playing basketball at 40, was because I was like, man, I made it this far, and I never tore my Achilles, and I never blew my knee out. I'm playing with house money. I'm going to try to walk away from this. But quite honestly, you know, someone my age could tear their Achilles on a golf swing. You know, what they always tell you is it feels like someone stepped on the back of your heel. You're like, what the hell is that? And then just all the weakness is there. I mean, but you look at the guys that, you know, the guys that we think of because they're here is Wesley Matthews and then Kobe Bryant on a big stage. And if you're an older Cowboy fan like me, you remember Pup Smith?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith was one of the best cornerbacks in the game. He tore his Achilles in his mid-20s and was never anywhere close to the same player. Because that, after you rehab it, it robs you of your explosiveness. So you're a receiver. Okay, think about the knocks on Dez.
Mm-hmm.
You're a receiver exploding out of your cut. That's gone. His ability to high point the ball it'll be incrementally less even when he comes along. Remember, think about what the people who watch Wesley Matthews play.
That's exactly the first thing I thought of.
It looks like he's roller skating everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's just your explosion and your ability to – and if Dez's main asset as a receiver is high-pointing the ball, that is gone. This is devastating if this is actually an Achilles injury.
Good All right. God. We'll follow up on it, you know, throughout the day, but that is the news. I mean, that's multiple NFL Network. There's Adam Schefter now reporting it. And the Saints, they're going to go get an MRI, so it'll probably become official. But it looks like Dez Bryant has torn his Achilles at the second day of Saints practice for him. You know, I was thinking about this, too. Like, when he came back, you know how they did a big – I don't think they would do that, but you know how they did a big hype video for Romo and Witten when they came back as broadcasters? It's different when it's another player.
Right.
But I was thinking in my head, is a buddy at DallasCowboys.com, Kent Garrison, going to have to put together a Dez tribute video? And
right.
The Dez return
to
Dallas.
Tell us what you're thinking.
That ain't happening. That's Shannon. That's not Kent Garrison.
We'll get Shannon on in a minute.
This is Hearns?
No, that's...
Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
Love Kurt.
KT, we're going to have Stephen Jones on at 3:20. Have we followed up on this? Have we? And we have. Is he coming on? And he won't. But
It's 3:20 is the plan.
Okay.
We'll see if it is on time.
And we are looking to have him at 3:20, and we are. I had hoped this first segment wouldn't be so depressing.
Yeah, it got real dark.
God, it got dark. I feel so bad for Dez.
Hear about those wildfires, man?
Table that. The thing I would like to get into, though, and we were going to get into it, Shippy, do we have Cut 9 ready to rock and roll here?
We do.
So this is earlier today, Jerry Jones on with the G-Bag Nation. I think this is where a lot of the focus of Cowboys angst is right now is overall. This overarching theme of what they are and what they can be and what has compromised them. So this is Jerry Jones being asked about Troy Aikman's comment saying that it was organizational and nothing's changed and all these sorts of problems. Listen to how Jerry addressed the Troy Aikman comments.
These are real. This is a tough stretch that we're in. We've been through tough stretches when he played here. And these are tough stretches. And people are going to be critical, take their shots. And so that I'm fully aware that this is a time that we should be criticized. But I'm aware you guys may know that, for instance, in the NFL, it's probably been an average over the last 20, 25 years. And I'm really kind of drawing this out, but my point is, let's say that they've averaged 6 or 7 coaches a team. That averaged, I'm talking about an average, and that may be a little high. Well, the only average that's more than that is the turnover in the general managers in the NFL. And that's even been a bigger turnover in the NFL. The bigger turnover there is are the offensive play callers. And so it's common. It's as sure as the light's coming up that whoever is in some of these key positions, that they're not only going to get criticized, but they could very easily have turnover. We've had 2 general managers in the history of the NFL. Tex Ram was the general manager for 29 years, and I've been general manager for over 30. Now, how you function below the general manager can vary in a lot of ways. it turns out that this general manager is the owner of the team. Every team in the NFL, the ultimate decision maker is the guy that has the vote at the league office. That's the decision maker. No matter what the contracts say, the guy at the league office that is the vote is the one that the league honors when you make it. That's on personnel, that's on coaching, that's on whether the lights go on or off. That's the way it is in the NFL. And since I've owned the team, I've been that vote and that decision maker. So no one has ever in any way had the ability to preempt any decision that I ultimately make. Now, where does that get you? That gets you, if you've got any sense, that causes you to listen. That causes you to try to get as competent of people around you as you can possibly get around you. But nobody preempts ultimately the guy that is responsible financially for the show.
Do you realize what he just said?
I'm in charge.
What he just said is, guys, I want you to all understand this. Troy Aikman just took shots at me, and it doesn't matter. Because yeah. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I've told you this before. It's my team. So Troy can say all he wants there's an organizational problem. That's fine. The organization is not changing. He's saying nothing is changing. So if you have a problem with the way things are, maybe you need to go find something else to put your time into because there will not be a change in that regard.
You think about his comments about what he said about general managers turning over, and that's kind of my
that's
point.
That's Troy's point.
Well, it's kind of everyone's point. This yes. whole thing is, well, the teams that are turning over general managers are teams who are a complete S show at all times.
Right.
They're not very good. Yes, we get a new head coach in here, got a new general manager in here. If you're going to have this stable forefront, then you need to be stable and you need to be winning all the time. I mean, there's a group of, you know, 8 to 10 teams, maybe it's fewer than that, who are consistently in the mix. It doesn't matter what,
right?
They're in the mix. And obviously the Patriots are one of them.
Pittsburgh has been one for a long time.
And Baltimore's been one for a long time.
Yeah, I think
lately.
So.
And Green Bay into the mix. And if you yes. want to put Seattle up there recently over the last, you know.
Since Pete Carroll and his crew
you know,
got there.
But
yeah.
there's like a good, strong, consistent, we are in the mix no matter what. This is how we do things. It's stable. Well, you have this thing. This is how we do things. But it's unstable at all times.
It's always unstable.
I mean, it's consistent, but it's like a really inconsistent like way of doing it.
Well,
it just changes at all times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.